All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up this morning on page 159, and it's the second paragraph, which is the middle paragraph of the page. Mitzvos ze malchus. So mitzvah, ultimately, again, mitzvos represents monarchy. Anachnu bevarachim melech ha'olam kishem kaimim mitzvos. Remember, again, we say, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are, excuse me, you are the source of all blessing. That's Baruch Atah Hashem. You are the source of blessing. Melech HaOlam, the King of the world. So why do we make reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech? He says, because Anachnu Mevarech Melech HaOlam Kishan HaKaimim Mitzvah, Me'achshav Atah Nimtza B'Sugya Malchutit. Because the idea, ultimately, again, of a mitzvah, is that when one performs a mitzvah, one is supposed to transition into, I guess, what we'll call a monarchical mindset. What's the monarchical mindset? Remember, again, we spoke about this yesterday. What's the real koach of the king? The real koach of the king is that he gets things done without having to spend time. That he's able to get things done right then and there, and he doesn't have to check with this office or with that office. He doesn't have to check with this one or with that one. But the king ultimately knows what has to be done, and he does it. Says the Ramchal, that's the Yisod also. When we do mitzvos, we're each supposed to become like a melech, like a king over ourselves, recognizing that if the mitzvah has to be done, the time is to do it now and not to allow any time, which could introduce additional variables to elapse. Ukisha'ata nimtza besugya malchutit, hadava harishon lifnos zman, va'azye zeyistader. And again, when one is dealing with monarchical issues, so the best thing one could do is to dispense with time. If one goes ahead and dispenses with time, makes sure that, or essentially makes time irrelevant, then all will work out. Remember, again, I will say, the fundamental yisod over here is that when one allows time to elapse, by definition, one allows for the introduction of variables. And the more variables that occur, the less likely it is that I will be able to accomplish my objectives. Therefore, if something has to get done, one has to take time, so to speak, off the table and act immediately. Hamitzius tistader hadvarim yumut amim imze velo lehefech lachin omrim. Therefore, we say, va'amru, Chazal said, Zvizin makdimin lemitzos. Remember again, Chazal said, so what does it mean? Zvizin makdimin lemitzos, which means again, now according to what Ramchal is saying, is that those who have zrizos makdimin. Makdimin means they execute immediately their mitzvos. They do not allow for any level of time to stop. We'll say what's amazing about this, by the way, I think I mentioned this yesterday, the day before, which is up until now, we've all heard of the concept of zrizos. But we've assumed that Zrizos is a behavioral manifestation of one's love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So meaning, I love God, I love His mitzvos, and the way I show that love is that I don't just perform His mitzvos, but I perform His mitzvos quickly. Now what we're saying is that that's true, but there's an additional element to Zrizos. That additional element to Zrizos is that if there's a mitzvah, and it's important to me, and I want to do it, I'm going to do it quickly, I'm going to do it now, because I'm scared to allow time to elapse. Why am I scared to allow time to elapse? Because the more time that elapses, the more variables that are introduced. And the more variables that are introduced, the less likely it is that I will accomplish what I need to accomplish. V'chein amru, li'olam yarutz adam l'dvar mitzvah v'alfidu b'shabes. But I said, this is amazing. It says, furthermore, Chazal said, that a person should run to do a Dvar Mitzvah, even on Shabbos. A person that wasn't normally running on Shabbos is prohibited, right? Why? Because the idea is that a person is, everything on Shabbos is supposed to be different. The way I dress on Shabbos is different. The way I talk on Shabbos is different. The foods I eat on Shabbos are different. And yeah, even the, well, I mentioned, even the way that I walk. So I might run around here. Shabbos, I walk. Shabbos, I walk. Except, however, for a Dvar Mitzvah, to get to shul, to perform a mitzvah, to go to learn. For that, I'm permitted to run. So look what he writes. Aval lo rutz hu davar mishuna. But one second, running in general is an abnormal thing. Now what does that mean? Po ba'olam hazeh, lama lo rutz. Right? In this world, what's the need to run? Lo rutz zeh davar shu lo pashit. Hashita shala olam hazeh hu b'derech klal shalo ratzim ela holchim. So Rav Kashtiel writes, the klal of this world is we walk. We walk. We don't run. There's no rush, right? There's no urgency. The derech, the teva of this world is to walk and not to run. B'nei Adam b'rechov b'derech klal. Holchem v'lo ratzim. We'll say that, so you know, again, you see people on the street, people are generally walking and not running. Lama? Ki aritza, hi hisna gush lo afyaklalim. Because running generally is considered to be an abnormal act. Page 160. Adam shurats. By the way, if you notice, we learn this, right? We learn this in Baba Kama. That what's the halacha if Reuven's running in Rosh Hashanah and he injures Shimon? What's the halacha? He's chayiv, right? Why is he chayiv? Because ultimately he's considered to be doing something that's mishumeh. It's abnormal. Adam shurats, page 160. A person who's running is not living in accordance with the principles of this world. In this world, there are established principles. And ultimately, again, one of those principles is we walk. We walk. That's what we do. Nisharatz po ba'olam, hazehu charig, zosomeres, hu yachol lorutz po v'sham, aval ashita sha'al piha misnahela olam hazeh. Hilo shitas haritza, rather shitas haalicha. So, right, the shita of this world is not the shita of running, but it's the shita of walking. Mitzos zu shita acheres, shita shona. So, when it comes to mitzos, however, mitzos can't be governed by the way we normally live our lives. Mitzos must be approached on a different level. Li'olam yarutz adam l'dvar mitzvah. We'll say, what does this mean? A person should always run to perform a mitzvah. Zushita acheres, zulo shita kimo ha'olam hazeh. So we'll say this is something amazing. So if Kashtiel posits to when Chazal say li'olam yarutz adam l'dvar mitzvah, again, it is not just simply saying you should do your mitzvos quickly. There's something additional happening over here. It's saying that when you do your mitzvos, the way you approach and perform mitzvos has to be different than the way the world normally operates. The world normally operates with walking. The world takes its time. The world allows for the passage of time. When it comes to the performance of mitzvos, the olam yarutz adam l'dvar mitzvah, a person has to adopt an approach that is literally me'al hazman, on top of time, me'al hateva, me'al ha'olam. He goes on, he says, Kimo shiyesh ratz malchuti, shekasher melech sholiach shaliach, as haratzim yatsu dechufim l'dvar ha'melech, kacha ne'emar, zu malchus. You know, when it comes to the king, the king commands his servants to do something, and what do? They run. They run. They don't walk, they don't take their time, they run. Zelo lefi ha'sida ha'ragil, lo lefi ha'inyanim ha'ragilim shel ha'medina. So we'll say, so this is really an incredible yisod. So what Rav Kashtiel is really doing is really bolstering what we just said before, but framing it in a different context. Li'olam yarutz adam l'dvar mitzvah afilu b'shabbos doesn't just mean simply do your mitzvahs quickly, but again, what it means is that when you approach your spirituality, it has to be outside of the confines of the normative world. Because the normative world says, take your time. What's the rush? What's the rush? Right? What's the rush? Just walk. And the Jew says, there's always a rush. I have no time to walk. I have to run. Why? Because when you walk and you take your time, what ends up happening is time. And where you allow time to elapse, by definition, you allow the introduction of other variables. Introduction of other variables, more often than not, derails your original intent. Therefore, Chazal say, when it comes to spirituality, li'olam yarutz adam l'dvar mitzvah. Don't allow your spirituality to be controlled by the dynamic of time, because you won't accomplish what you want to accomplish. Run, transcend, live me'al hazman, and then one will accomplish. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up middle of 160, Emir Tosham Amman. For mitzvahs.